There's an issue now in practically every parish in the county. It used to be confined to urban areas, but while the chief superintendent told us it's a major problem in Letterkenny, I was emphasising the fact that they're everywhere.
Now, what you're saying is that the community has a role to play in this, and you want dedicated hotlines to be established right across the area, building on the community alert and neighbourhood watch idea.
That's right. The fishing community in particular, we're being told a lot of drugs come in off the water and pleasure boats and things.
Do you have any evidence, anecdotal or otherwise, that the waters often as shown in the Northwest are being used for the importation of drugs?
No, I have not. I'm just seeing and listening to media reports of this all around the country, and I don't see Donegal as the largest coastline of any county in Ireland, so I don't think it could be. So I don't see Donegal being an exception. I'm sure this is happening here just as well as anywhere else.
And in terms of your proposal for a hotline, did Chief Superintendent McGinn give the impression that that is something Gardaí would welcome and work with?
Oh, yes, it certainly did. And, you know, I was pointing out that quite a number of police stations and the six counties have been closed by the present administration there. Chief Superintendent gave us a list of the police stations along the border that have been closed. When a criminal is pursued to the border, then unfortunately there's no PS&I there to take up the thing because of the fact that a lot of stations along the border have been closed. And I think we need to get back to working cooperation with the PS&I.